Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Tuesday, October 19th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up a half a cent, 533 and a quarter. December wheat up 6¾ cents at 743. And November beans up 3¼ cents at 1224 and three quarters. We did not see any exports this morning. That may put a little damper on things out here. We might get some rains in Argentina over the next couple of weeks, but the confidence level is low, and it's still pretty dry there right now, which is supporting the wheat and corn to some extent out here. But Brazil looks like they're getting great rains and no real problems out there. Right now, the support's coming from a lack of farmer selling out here. Farmers want to hold on to this crop as long as they can. I think they're looking for a repeat of last year, which seems unlikely with the carryouts as high as they are and the beans potentially even going higher on next month's supply and demand report. We've got a possible delays in harvest here, maybe Thursday night into Friday. We don't look too bad, though. Temperatures are pretty mild, high 50s, low 60s around much of the country. And I just don't really see any real weather stories out there. Western Australia got some rain for their wheat crop. So I really don't see where the real strength is coming from other than a lack of farmer selling. Oats were down a little bit overnight. Minneapolis wheat was a little bit higher. Let's take a quick look. It was up 5½ cents. So the wheat's being supported by Minneapolis, which we know is tight. All the crops in North Dakota, Southern Canada, Montana, all having been hit with a lot of stress here this year. And there's, you know, some bidding wars going on for the spring wheat, for the oat market. But long term, unless we see a huge break in the dollar, I'm not sure that wheat can really get too much more out of this. Maybe up to 760, somewhere in that range, on December Chicago wheat. Now, the dollar is down. It's down to 24 ticks at 93.70. Crude oil is down 24. So they kind of offset each other a little bit here. Metals are very strong. Silver's up 75 cents. Gold's up $14. Bitcoin's up $1,400 a coin. So that may support the grains out here on more talk of inflation. But I really think it's the lack of farmer selling. My only advice to you is if you are putting the grain in the bin, there's not a whole lot of carry in the market. I'd be very tempted to capture whatever carry there is, sell the back months, lock in that carry, whatever it is, and then re-own it with call options. If you don't want to do that, then I would certainly suggest buying a put option underneath to protect the downside out here. If you have any questions on any of this, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.